Boker Tov, world. Today's daf from Maseches Sanhedrin, brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, is daf Tzadi Dalit. We're holding 12 lines down from the top, and we're moving on to Bar Kapora's next drasha. This was the Bar Kapora that was Doresh Tzipori that Rabbi Tanchum said over. And yesterday, we dealt with the first of Bar Kapora's drashas there. And what we learned was about the six Seorim, which were Meramis to six descendants of Ruth, each one with six names of special milas. Now, you'll notice that what's happened is that we started off with a discussion that was Nagia Tchias HaMesim and various other inyonim, as we pointed out at the beginning, that the Gemara is very, very loose and presenting a very amami, a very popular and oversimplified presentation, almost a jocular presentation, of the way that the entire Torah is based on a fundamental understanding of a direction in which the Bria is getting closer and closer to its original vision and purpose, as it's described initially in Maaseh Bereishis and in Gan Eden, and now it expands during this period of Golos b'Gan Eden in order to get back essentially to what it is meant to be, and to arrive finally at what's called Latid Lavo, with all of those implications. Now, this started off with a direct discussion of Tchias HaMesim in HaTorah, and then ended up with some very cute conversations and rayas, biological indications, and remozim to Tchias HaMesim in the way the world works. And then we started talking about the actual event of a Tchias HaMesim that took place in Bikazdura. And then we started talking about Bikazdura itself and what had happened over there with the statue of Nebuchadnezzar showing the direction of Geulas Yisrael versus the direction of the Kilkel of the Umais, which is essentially the direction of Avram Avinu versus Nimrod. And these are the children of Nimrod, and these are the children of Avram Avinu. We talked about even the way that we had to get rid of the Bnei Yishmael, and we had to get rid of the Bnei Mitzrayim, and so on, with all of their tviot negdenu. And then we're moving on to the background of Mashiach Tzidkenu, and the background of what took place in Bikazdura with the failures of everybody who had bowed down to this statue, and the way that Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, at the same moment that Yechezkel was being Mechayim Mesim, of the assuming that this is an actual event and not a metaphor, and the way that Nebuchadnezzar responded to that. And we move on today to a further discussion that is Nogea also Bias HaMashiach, which is coming to understand that there is a great deal of variability in the potentialities of Bias HaMashiach, and that initially there was a plan, in fact, to make Chizkiyahu Mashiach, after all of the work that he had done, to be Mechazik Teira and Yisrael, and to recover from his father's Avodah Zorah. And we're going to be talking later, as we've already mentioned, his son, Menashe, and the question of whether Menashe is going to have a Chelek in Olam Haba, which will be coming up again in more detail. And now we talk about the Pasuk that is actually part of the response to the story of what happens with Sancheriv, who is destroyed in having come in order to take over Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh after he succeeds in taking all of the Aseres HaShvatim and bringing them into the Golos of the Aseres HaShvatim. So now 12 lines down, let us begin. So now we'd like to know, in context of this entire story that we have over here about Daniel, and about Hanani Mishrova Azariah, and about the Nisim of the Anshei Mofet, and how that came to be Yoshua Kohen HaGadol, we'd like to understand what the meaning is of the strange fact that we were talking about Rabbi Tanchuma's various drushes in Tzipori, and we spoke about the new drusha here, which is Merum is before, which is about Chizkiyahu Melech Yehuda. So Chizkiyahu Melech Yehuda, you will recall, he was the tremendous tzaddik whose child was a tremendous rasha and whose father was a tremendous rasha. So he was the father of the terrible Menashe, and he got very ill because of the fact that he refused to have any children, because he knew Baruch HaKodesh that he would have a horrible son. And he, because of that, he got very sick. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry at him that it wasn't any of his business, as the Navi tells him, to decide if he's going to have children or not going to have children. And a miracle happened, and he got better. And there was a simon that the whole world knew about, and everybody was so impressed. And anyway, he then made a terrible mistake, because the people in the newly growing on the global scene of Bavel were not as yet powerful, but they sent them the whole diplomatic crew to give him a bracha. So we saw that he was unfortunately a little bit too open with them, and he showed them the Kalim, the Beis HaMikdash, and all the important things that he had, and the Navi tells him that there's going to be, because of that, he's going to end up losing all of these things, they're all going to be taken to Bavel, and so on. So what we have at the end, after it is, that what happened is that he became better, it says over there a pasuk about him with a very strange mem, which you'll all recall in Yeshayahu, where the mem is closed in the middle of the actual word, which is, of course, the derech of the mem to be patuach in the middle and closed at the end. And there it says, l'marbe ha-misra, with a mem satuma, l'shalom in kates. So what is that referring to? Says Rabbi Tanchuma, I can tell you another one of our kaporas, droshes in Sipori. Why is it that this is the only mem that we find anywhere in the middle of a word that is closed up? That was because Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'asot Chizkiyahu Mashiach v'sancheirev Gog u'Magog. So Chizkiyahu was about to be made Mashiach after the entire story in which the tremendous miracle happened, that after basically, he's conquering and sending out the Aseres HaShvatim into Golos. Sancheirev came to attack Yehuda and to besiege Yerushalayim. And Chizkiyahu begged HaKadosh Baruch Hu to save Yerushalayim. And this incredible maze happened, which is actually amazingly preserved in the letters of Sancheirev about his obvious failure to conquer Yerushalayim. And a miracle happened that they lost the entire army in one night. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make that the beginning of Yemos HaMashiach. Sancheirev should be Gog u'Magog. Chizkiyahu should be the Melech HaMashiach. And at that moment, Amra Midat Adin Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, how can you make Chizkiyahu Mashiach? Uma David Melech Yisrael Shamar Kama Shirot V'Tishpachot Lefanecha Lo Asito Mashiach. Listen, Dovid HaMelech was a fantastic singer, a fantastic composer, and he wrote all of those Shirin V'Tishpachos of the entire Sefer Tehillim. I mean, if anybody should have been Mashiach, it would have been him. And you didn't make him Mashiach with all of those songs. Chizkiyahu, she'asita lo kol ha'nisim halalu v'lo amru shira lefanecha, ta'aseu Mashiach. This Chizkiyahu guy is a washout. You did all of these amazing nisim for him. Where's the singing? This is amazing. This is the one Nakuda, you understand? The one Nakuda that we can use to compare Dovid HaMelech to Chizkiyahu HaMelech was the level of the Shira. It's absolutely astounding what it shows you, the questions of what is considered to be Choshev Lamala, what ultimately humanity is supposed to achieve, no? Incredible. Anyway, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed with Midas HaDin and didn't bring Mashiach. That's why the mem was shut up, either because Chizkiyahu's mouth was shut. Rashi brings a number of different approaches. Chizkiyahu's mouth was shut, or because the plan to bring Mashiach was shut, and all of it became closed, or because the whole idea of the Tzores of Yisrael that were going to be shut up was missed. A lot of different rumors. Anyway, l'kach nistatim. So at that moment, miyad, patcha haaretz v'amra lefanav, Don't worry about it. I'll take care of the singing. Just make him Mashiach. Vaseu Mashiach. Batchav and Rashir Elephanov. And so the earth began to sing. Shinama miknafa aretz. From the corners of the earth would hear. Zmirot shamanu. Tzvilat tzadik. Tzvilat tzadik means do the rotzen. Tzavi. Of that tzadik. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered. Razili, razili. So what is this referring to? Tzvilat tzadik. Those were actually the words of the Sar HaOlam. The Sar HaOlam, that Merumes we saw in Chulin, Merumes to Chanoch, the Malach Matat, in any event, that was the singing that was coming, Tzvila Tzadik, Ribono Shel Olam, Haseh Tzivyono, LeTzadik Zeh, do the rotzen of this Tzadik. Yotza Batko Vamraz, the pasuk continues, Rosili, Rosili, it's only my secret. It's my secret. And I'm not going to be able to make a Mashiach. The time of the Bias HaMashiach is hidden, and I cannot explain why I cannot do it. Tzivyono LeTzadik. So Novi, meaning Yeshayahu, he heard at that moment, that becomes now the next pasuk is his response. Oili, so what's this? Oili, bogdi bagodu. So the Navi says, Oili, Oili, admatai. How long is this gezeira going to be chal? That the Mashiach cannot come and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't do tzivyone shel tzadik? So the Basco answered him and said, bogdi bagodu, ubeget bogdi bagodu. This is going to be only after treachery comes and does again treachery. So that means there will be double the treachery. Vama Rava Vitem Rabbi Yitzchak. Ada Otu Bezuzi O Bezuzi De Bezuzi. This is going to be the way the Goyim are going to be Bozes. They'll destroy Klal Yisrael again and again and keep making wars against them. And this is going to be going on for a long time. And we find also, not here, but also in Yeshayahu, as a very strange kind of parsha, Masa Duma, Eli Korei Mi Seir. So, okay, the parshas over here, it was referring to a particular Uma, but the Gemara understands Masa Duma to be the Malach Duma. So Malach Duma is the one who is in charge of the Neshamais, and this is what was heard by Yeshayahu, that when Duma itself, the Malach, was concerned. Shomer ma milayla, shomer ma milel. So the Duma reports that all of the neshamas that thought that there was going to be a geula, because after all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had already announced, you know, Sancheiriv is Gog u'Magog, and Chizkiyahu is going to be in Melech HaMashiach. By the way, you see an amazing thing from here, and that is the completely fluid way that we can define these various neviyas. And that, in other words, okay, I mean, Sancheiriv is not called Gog, so how could it be Gog u'Magog? That Gog u'Magog doesn't mean somebody literally called Gog. And the idea of an, how could Chizkiyahu be Mashiach? I thought he was supposed, his name was supposed to be Menachem. There's all of these things. That's why the Rambam says all of these things are metaphorical variables. They could be applied in many different ways. And as the Rambam puts it, nobody knows what any of this means until it actually happens. But that's because nobody knows what these things mean. In other words, the development of the way that history ends up becoming these inyanim is an overall pattern. But the question of where you will apply this particular thing and that particular thing, that people start making all of these cheshbeinis with it, there's an infinity of ways that this could happen. As far as Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, same thing happens, of course, by Yitzias Mitzrayim, in which 430 years this now becomes Mitzumtzum, and you're close to the Shara Chamishim. So again, as the Rambam says, V'kimat kat, okay, so because of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a new cheshbon, Chishev HaSaketz, as we say in the Haggadah Shel Pesach. It's the same thing was true over here. So anyway, there's a great disappointment here. All of the Mesim are waiting for the final Geula, and there was a sense that the Geula is imminent when this amazing miracle happens with Sancheiriv. So then they were asking Duma, Shemer Mami Laila, Shemer Mami Leil. So, okay, either it means the Shemer. They're asking the Shemer, or the Shemer is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the Pshat the Rashi says. What does the Shemer of the Olam, what does he say about this terrible night of Golos? Shemer ma milel, play on words. Milel, what does he say? Milayla, what does he say about the nighttime? Omar Rabbi Yochanan, look, the Malach HaMemuneh al HaRuchot, Duma Shmo. That's the name of the Malach that's in charge of all of the Neshamas that are kept in the Olam HaNeshamas. Niskapsu kol HaRuchos etzel Duma, and they asked Duma, Amrulo, Shomer ma milayla. Shomer ma milel, when is this going to end, this Golos? When is Mashiach going to come? Omar Shomer, something that says that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, Ota boker vegam laila, morning is coming. But don't think that that means that that's the end of the laila. Morning is coming, but nighttime is also coming, either meaning there's going to be a lot of night before the morning, or meaning morning is coming because the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt very soon, but don't think that that's the end of the story. Then comes the long night. Im tivayun, if you really want to make this happen, so then be'ayu and shuvu esayu. What you can do is you can be mitpalel, which is a lashon of being mevakesh, be'ayu, and then shuvu, and then do teshuvah, and then esayu. That's going to end up bringing the geula in the end. But don't look for these supernatural things to happen for you. This is work on your part, is what it's meant to do. Remember how central... I could try again. Do you hear anything now? It's just these momentary lapses. I'm sorry. But you have to tell me immediately, because if I keep talking, I don't know where to go back to. Oh, okay. Oh, okay, good. Okay, so it was just a word then. All right, fine. Okay, so what was I about to tell you? Yes, you will remember from Baba Kama that Adam Hamazik, according to Waman de Omar, is called Mave because of this, right? Hamave, that's the Adam im tivayu bayu, so that the whole definition. Dvora ani lo yechol daber lekulam, ani medaber lekulam lo rak lach, at lo shomat, avo kulam shomim. Okay, so im tevayun bayu becomes what it is that humanity has to do to be able to bring the geula. That's the essence over here of what Adam is involved in, is to achieve this ultimate teshuva, which is incredible to call the nature of Adam and all of the damage that comes from Adam in not keeping all of this, to call him the speaker for teshuva. Tonam bishum rabbi papayas, gnaya ya lechizkiya, v'siyato shelo amru shira, ad shepotcha aretz v'amru shira. This was a terrible bizoyan that Chizkiyo didn't open up his mouth, not him and not all of the people at the time. And they had to wait until the Eretz and the Sar Ha'olam would be Omer Shira. Shenemar miknaf ha'aretz mira shamanu tzvila tzadik, as we said before. But what's interesting is that we have something that is very much like this in the Parsha of Yisro, because Yisro comes and he says, Boruch Hashem asher yitzil etchem. And amazingly, until that point, nobody said Baruch Hashem. How come nobody was Mevorech Hashem after all of the Nisim of the Yam? So Kayotzei Badavar HaTomer VaYomer Yitro, Baruch Hashem Asher Yitzil Etchem Miyad Mitzrayim UMiyad Paro, Tana Mishum Rabbi Papayas, this was a Gnai L'Moshe V'Shishim Ribu. They never said Baruch Hashem. Yes, they did say Shira. This is one step above, obviously. Yes, they did say Shira, but there was no bracha that they gave, and therefore it was a gnai ad shabai Yitro ve'amar Baruch Hashem. Meanwhile, if we're talking about Yitro, it says vayichad Yitro. So what does it mean, vayichad? Pashtas, we take it to mean that he felt joy. But Rav and Shmuel argue. Rav says vayichad is a lashon of chada, That's not the normal way that we would say that he was Sameach. So it's a lashon of chada. Chada, on the one hand, could mean very sharp. So it means that Yitro gave himself a brit milah. Shehavir cherev chada al besaro. So he used a sharp blade on his flesh. And Shmuel Amar is a lashon of chidudim, which is the way that we talk about goosebumps, which are such sharp little points. And that's what happened, is that when he heard all about what happened to Mitzrayim, he had a mixed reaction, and he became covered with goose pimples, kol besaro, because he was very close at one time, remember, with Mitzrayim, with Paro, and he was a member of the convocation that Paro had made to discuss the whole issue. So he was very distressed. Omar Rav, Hainu Damri Inche, Giura Adasore Dori, Lot of Asar Armai Kamai. This doesn't make much sense, the way that we have the Girsa, which is why the Gra changes it to Rav Papa. And Rav was the one who says that it did not have to do with the way that he was feeling about Mitzrayim. So it's probable, especially taking into consideration that the person who always talks in the Gemara about Hainu Damri Inche is Rav Papa. And therefore the Gra changes it to Rav Papa. He may have had other, I shouldn't say therefore, but the Gra changes it to Rav Papa. And we even said a number of times that Rav Papa is called Rav Papa as a remiss to his double mouth, that he always sees both ways. He'll always say, Hilkach Lamimra to Tarvayu, he says over and over again, whenever there's a machlokas. Let's say both brachas. We'll say both nuschalas. Or he'll say over a mimer of the Chachamim as Hainu Damrei Inche. This is what the way that people speak about it in the popular way they put it. Giyora ada saradare lota vaza ramai kame. If you have a ger, all 10 generations. It's not to say that Yisro was 10 generations, obviously, but it's just, happens to be the way that the popular saying goes, that even to 10 generations, don't say bad things about other goyim in his presence, because there's still a sense of a remaining sensitivity to the fact that all of these people were killed, and to him, he feels closer to them. Going on with the story of Kiskiho, so it says, Lachain, before we were talking about that Sancheriv is mitga'eh, and he speaks about his incredible prowess as a conqueror, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers that to be arrogant. And it says there for the next pasuk, L'chein yishalach Adon Hashem tzvakot b'mashmanav razon. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be sending a leanness into those who are fat. What is that referring to? May b'mashmanav razon, omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yavo chizkiyo, sheyesh lo shomona shemot, v'yipara misad cherev sheyesh lo shomona shemot. Continuing on our original beginning of this series, we were talking about the shesh shesh shemot for each one of the six that came from Rut. Here, it's also a remez that has to be mishmanav in those who have the eight names. What are the eight names of Chizkiyo? Because it says about Chizkiyo, ki yeled yulad lanu, ben nitan lanu, vatehi amisra al shechmo, vayikra shemo pela yoetz, El Gibor, Avi Ad, Sar Shalom. Each one of those double names multiplied four times. Those are eight names referring to, even though it was Bepashtus, a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it was actually a reference to Chizkiyo. What do you mean? What about his name? I thought his name was Chizkiyo. You listed a lot of names. What happened to his real name? Ayika Chizkiyo. Nah, Chizkiyo wasn't a real name. The other names are the real name. Chizkiyo, that's only called Chizkiyo because Chizkayka, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, strengthened him. So therefore, we called him all the time Chizkiyo, but he only really had eight names. Davar Acher, he was called Chizkiyo because he was Mechazek Yisrael, Shechizeket Yisrael, La'avihem Shabbat Shamayim. And where do we see eight names for Sancheriv? because Sancheirav is called, now what we understand over here is that the names of the various kings that we talk about, and these are kings that are mentioned across history, so that it certainly does not seem, I mean, in different periods of Ashur, we have these different names showing up. And here the Gemara is sort of conflating them all of the same. And so the Pashtus is that these names were the names of the Malchus, in the same way that Paro was the name of the Malchus, and that Cleopatra was the name of the Malchus, according to the Gemara. And so, too, the Gemara sees that the names Tiglath-Pileser, Bilneeser, Shalmaneser, Pul, Sargon, Asnapar, Rabbah, Yakira, even though those sound like all one thing, we're listing them as three names, that these were all various ways in which the godless of the Melech was referred to. And in Tanakh, we find that each one is used to refer to a different one of the series of these Melechim. But in reality, the overall names are conflatable. But what about Sancheirav? Wasn't that his name? No, that wasn't his real name. His real name is all these other names. Why was he called Sancheirav? Shesichato Riv, because he's very good at speaking words that get everybody upset, from God down to man. He knows exactly what to say. With psychological warfare, he was amazing. And that's why they called him out. Dover Acher, Shesach V'Nicher, Sancheirav is Sach V'Nicher, is that he like spit these words at God, klape mala. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, why in the world would a guy like that, who's such a Rosha, be zocha to a name like the great and mechubad Asnapar? I'll tell you why. One thing he did, and that is shelo siper begnuta shel Eretz Yisrael. Look, he had an opportunity to say things that would be insulting to Eretz Yisrael, and he was careful not to. Because you'll notice that in his psychological warfare, where they announce that, you know, just all you need to do is to surrender. I believe in the transference of populations. Nobody will be hurt. You know, just get onto these trains and they'll move you to a better place. But he didn't say a better place. He said, I'm going to take you to a place that's as good as your country. Ad boi v'lakachti etchem el eretz ke'artzechem. So now, why did he say it that way? Rav and Shmuel actually argue about whether this was a smart move or was it actually a mistake. So Chanomar Melech Bikeachaya, this shows that Sancheirav read the minds of the people properly and he knew how to conduct psychological warfare. Whereas the other one said, no, he actually missed the mark over here. So Lamandi Omar Melech Bikeachaya, this was a very smart way of presenting it to him, because it meant that he thought to himself that Yamina Luhuadifa Miraihu Imru Kamashakarta. If I'm gonna tell them that I'm gonna take them to a place that is better than Eretz Yisrael, then what, there's no such thing as better than Eretz Yisrael. Ridiculous. And obviously that's what you're saying, because you're trying to get us to surrender. So because of that, he said he wanted to make it seem that he's a very honest guy and that, look, you know, I can't promise you better. And I understand that this is not easy, but it's a lot easier than having your head cut off. So why don't we go and I'll take you to a good place. So man yom melech tipesha ya, but it was stupid, because bottom line is they don't feel that any kind of advantage is being given to them. So why should they take this as a great deal? So he should have told them something that at least they could have, in their sense of desperation, then they would have actually not say Kamashakarta, and they would have pinned hopes on it. Now, Lamaisa, what did he do? We know that the places, I mean, he never got to be Megale the Yerushalayim, but where did he send the Aseres HaShvatim, where actually he was able to disperse them? So Lehecha Yagleluhu. So where did he take the population of the Aseres HaShvatim? So we know it says Beferish that he took them away to Halach, Chavor, and Hargoza, and Arim, Modai, but we don't know where those places are. So can you identify them? So Marzutra Omar, look, This is obviously South Africa. Where else? If he's telling them he's going to send them to such a nice place, must be that that's where he sent them. So it was Africa. Rabbi Hanina Omar Lahare Salug. And the Yisrael, they were not so careful to speak with their Acheretz to Eretz Yisrael, and not as careful as Sancheirov was. Yisrael, they were misaper, at least the Aseres HaShvatim, they were misaper b'gnuta shel Eretz Yisrael, because, look, there were these different places that they arrived at on their way to their Golus. So they came to a place called Shosh. So they said, oh, Shosh is a lotion of Shaveh, Shavya ki Aaron. So they reach Miami Beach. You know, this is just as good as Eretz Yisrael. Kimatu Almin, they came to Lakewood. They said, ah, this is like Almin. This is like Eretz Yisrael. Amru ki Almin. But then when they got to Shosh Trey, they got to double Shosh. That was Boca Raton. Amri al-Chad Trey, this is twice as good as Eretz Yisrael is. So that's the difference between the way that Klal Yisrael was not careful and Sancheirov was. Anyway, so we spoke about the pasuk that we had before, and it said over there, "Lachein yishalach Adon Hashem tzvakot b'mishmanav razon." So we started discussing the meaning of what was b'mishmanav razon. We went off on a tangent about the mishmanav lashon of shmoneh, and was talking about Chizkiyo's eight names and Sancheirov's eight names. But the pasuk continues on with saying, V'tachat kevodo yekad yekod yekod esh. And what is that meaning? Beneath his honor, there will be like a burning fire? What is that? Omar Rabbi Yochanan. This is a reference to the army of Sancheirov. And what it's saying is that tachat kevodo, that actually there clothing was not burned. So their bodies were burned, but not their clothes. How does Rabbi Yochanan understand that from Tachat Kvodo? Because that's Rabbi Yochanan's own shita, that it's Tachat Kvodo v'lo Kvodo mamash. The Tachat Kvodo, he understands that the kovod is the clothing. And what is under the clothing was their body. That's what was burned, because that was Rabbi Yochanan's shita in life. He never called his clothes my clothes. He called his clothes my honor. So, kori le lamane mechabdutai. This is what gives me honor. And therefore, when he understands, tachat kvodo was beneath that honor. Whereas Rabbi Elazar says, no, the kovod of a person is his body. And tachat kvodo, that means that which is beneath their body. In other words, their life force, their bodies were burned. So that would have been kvodo. But tachat kvodo, that would mean their neshamas. And that would mean that the Syrians were found to be untouched and they were all dead. Kisrefat b'nei Aharon, just like by b'nei Aharon. We know this, the Gemara describes, there were the shnei, these chutei esh that burnt out their neshama. Just like over there we find that their bodies weren't burned, so too, Srifat Neshama, the Guf Kayam of the army of Sancheirov. Tana Mishmeidu Rabbi Yeshua ben Korocha. Paro Shechir Eif Batzmo. So Paro had chutzpah against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, Mi Hashem Sheshma, what kind of chutzpah is that to talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So, he didn't send somebody to talk about him. He himself was actually a mecharef. So nifra HaKadosh Baruch Hu mimenu ba'atzmo. That's why we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did him the honor of ani velo malach, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared at the Yam Suf to destroy Paro and his whole army. Sancheirov, he sent this Rav Shekah to go talk all of this nonsense for him, and that was all blasphemy about the way that nobody is going to be able to stand up. None of the gods have been able to stand up against the great Sancheirov. So because of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not do him the honor of responding, but he was Nifra HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mimenu Ayedei Shaliach. So we find over there, a malach came, wiped out, you know, Kilach Riyad, where you think God has to bother himself with your ridiculous army. Paro dichtive mi Hashem asher shma bekolo, nifra kadosh baruch hu mimenu ba'atzmo dichtive yena'er Hashem et Mitzrayim betoch hayam. Uchtiv dorachta bayam susecha. So it's you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, directly, who was completely in charge of the Nesei Hayamsuf, whereas Sancheirev, because he sends Ayidei Rav Shekah biyad malachecha chirafta Hashem. What, you send some low-class guy with the chutzpah to speak against the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nifra HaKadosh Baruch Hu mimenu Ayidei Shliach, דכתיב ויצא מלאך השם ויח במחנה של 185,000. So מלאך drives by and leaves 185,000 dead soldiers behind him without looking back. So the whole thing was done sort of כלאחר יד. And so, after Chizkiyahu sends to Yeshayahu and pleads to be mispalel for Klal Yisrael that Sancheirev is coming and he's invading and he wants to destroy Yerushalayim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers him, and we find the answer is actually found in two places, but they're not exactly the same. So in Yeshayahu, there's one Lashon, and in Melachim, there's another Lashon which has a difference. And Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa points out the difference and asks, what's the pshat? So we find in one pasuk, which is in Yeshayahu, where it's talking about what you said. So we mentioned the first part of the pasuk before, which is the biyad avadecha chirafta Hashem. And you said, ah, man, I've got such an army with so many tanks. Berov rechbi, ani aliti merom harim. I'm going to go up, vavo merom kitso. I'm going up all the way to the very, very top. So that's merom kitso. And the same line that appears in Melachim says melone kitso. Why the change from merom to malon? Everything is the same, except that it's called a malon. So the point is, there were actually two different things that Sancheirev said. Amar oto rasha, first, betchila, achariv dira shel mata. I'm going to first destroy the mokum of the Beis HaMikdash here on earth. So that's called the morom. That's the morom mirishon. And in the end, I'm going to go all the way up to the shamayim, to malon. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's personal place. Achariv dira shel mala. So the Beis HaMikdash shel mala, I'm also going to get to. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, my dechtiv. What does Sancheirev mean when he gives over this message that he was sent by God to destroy Yerushalayim? What is he referring to? Hatam ami balade Hashem aliti al makom hazeh la'ashchito. What do you guys think, that I got here on my own? I got here without HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving me the orders. I came up here because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me, Hashem amar elai. I was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Alei al haaretz hazot v'ashchita, go up to this country and wipe it out. What was he referring to? Mayi. Ah, he. No, all of this goes together with the sugya of the Navi Sheker and the Misnabe, what he hears from another Navi. So he heard what it was that Yeshayahu had said. And this Yeshayahu had said, indeed, as a Navias, b'shem Hashem, Ya'an ki ma'as ha'am hazet me'ashiloach ha'ochim la'at u'misoset ritzin u'ven remalyahu. So what happened is that Klal Yisrael apparently does not want Malchus Beis David, which is Chizkiyahu. So what was happening over here, Chizkiyahu was a very, very pushed a person who refused to act out the way that a king is expected to act. He didn't have these massive banquets. He ate very frugally. He lived very simply. And he was a person who spent his time learning Torah and being dantinim. And the people wanted a little bit of, you know, the royalty. Give us a king that, you know, we can have the orchestras and the pageantry and so on. So Yeshayahu said, we don't know exactly what this means, but we will in a moment, because the people are disgusted with the Me'ashiloach, which flow with such gentle flow, and instead they're looking for the big time in Ritzin and in Ben Ramalyahu, so they think that the Melech of the Aseres Hashvatim, this is something, and the King of Ashur, that's something, because wow, look at that massive parade. So Omer of Yosef, we wouldn't have actually understood this pasuk if it hadn't been for the Targum. This, of course, is Rav Yosef's big thing, is that he was always the one that was the Boki in the Targum, and was Medayik in the Targum. What's the Targum of this pasuk? Chalaf tekatz ama hadein b'malchuta de Beit David. Because these people have turned their back on Malchus Beis David, dimdaber lahon b'nayach, that actually leads them on with tenderness, like the mea shiloach, the nagdin b'nayach, it's like the water of the Shiloh. Shiloh is a very gentle stream. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. And instead, Itra'iu beretzinu baramalia, what they want are these guys, the ones who are trying to destroy Chizkio, is Pekach ben Remalio, who was the king of Yisrael, and Ritzin melech haram, that's what you want? That's what the meaning of the pasuk is. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Shumai dechtiv, Me'erat Hashem bebeit rasha, Unaveit tzadikim yevarech. What is Shlomo referring to when he says HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts a curse on the homes of the evil people, but the places where the tzadikim hang out, that will be blessed? What is that referring to? Me'erat Hashem bebeit rasha refers to Pekach ben Remalyahu. This guy had such an appetite, and he was never, ever satiated with anything that he ate. Constantly needed to eat with a bulimus. He had a real eating disorder. After finishing up his massive banquet, he would continue to eat 40 saw of these delicious young birds of different kind that they used for dessert. And he still wasn't happy. That's referring to Chizkio Melech Yehuda. He used to eat a liter of vegetables, and that's all that he would eat, and he was perfectly satisfied. All right, so what did we see? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, according to Sancheriv, he thought that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was behind his attack on Yerushalayim, and that's why he's coming. So because of that, so it says, "L'chein hine Hashem ma'aleh aleihem et mei anahara atzumim v'harabim et melech Ashur." So because of that, we're going to have the king coming, Melech Ashur, and indeed it says, "V'chalav b'Yehuda shataf v'yavar atzavar yagia." This massive attack is going to go straight through Yehuda, and it's going to overflow with the shetef of this mighty river, and it's going to get all the way up to the neck. So Sancheriv assumed that that means that he is going to be getting up to the neck. That's the Beis HaMikdash and the Tzavar, the nicest part, and he's going to be able to actually take it. Wait a minute, says the Gemara. You know, it sounds like he's right. So then, I mean, if he in fact had HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tzivui, why did he suffer so terribly that his entire army was destroyed? Why was that? My time of Yanish. So then, why such a drastic response if he was supposed to be there? That's because the Navi was not saying that he's going to be able to destroy Yehuda. The Navi, in talking about the way that he'll wash things away, was only referring to the Aseres Hashvatim, not to Yehuda. And the overflow would be what frightened Yehuda, but will not be able to actually conquer Yehuda. And he decided, he thinks he's going to be able to get Yerushalayim, and because of that, he was using the Navias. So because of that, Bon Aviva Amarle, the Navi comes to him, and says the pasuk, also a very strange pasuk, which seems to mean, ki lo mu'af la'asher mutzak lo. There will be no tiredness for those who are coming to oppress Klal Yisrael. That's what it seemed to be saying. But instead, what it really meant was, a siman that he was not going to be able to conquer Yerushalayim. Omar Rabbi Elazar bar Bracha, you know what this means? Lo mu'af, the nation that is tired out from learning Torah yomam v'layla, will not be given over l'asher mutzakla. That's what it means. Ein nimsar, ama yef batorah, biyad mi hametzikla. So this Chizkiyo learns yomam v'layla and gets all of Klal Yisrael to learn Torah will never be given into the hands of someone who wants to come and conquer it. So why does the pasuk continue by saying, Ka'et harishon hekel arza? So the first time he came through here, this is the Pashtus, what it means, he only affected the Shvatim of Zvulun and Arza Naphtali, and then Aharon hichbid derech hayam, and afterwards he went ahead and he was very tough. He wasn't Hekel, he was Yichbid, and he threw into Galus even those who lived by the Derech Hayam, and that was Ever HaYarden, where all of the other Shvatim lived, Gelil HaGoyim. So there it's talking about that he was able not only to take Zvulun and Naphtali, he took Reuven, Chatzi Shevet Menashe, and Bnei Gad uvnei Reuven, which were by the Ever HaYarden, and then he took all of the other Shvatim that were there as the Galil HaGoyim, so he was able to conquer ones that were even along the Galil HaGoyim, which was the main place in Eretz Yisrael up to the Yam HaKinneret and that whole area. So the way we're understanding it is that the Pasuk is talking about not that Pashtus, that he's going to be so successful, but it's a continuation of the Nevi'ahs that he won't be successful. And what it's referring to is the Aseres HaShvatim. He thinks he's going to be able to treat Yehuda the way he treated the Aseres HaShvatim. No way. Because these people in Yehuda, they're not the Rishonim like the people of the Aseres HaShvatim, Shekelum Aleihem Ol Torah. They didn't take Torah seriously. They didn't learn and they weren't careful with the mitzvahs. Aval Achronim, these later people that he's attacking, which is Yehuda and Binyamin, that are machbidim al atzmam ol Torah, they take it very seriously. Ru'uyin halalu la'asot lahem neis, they are like Ever HaYarden and Galil HaGoyim, meaning they are like the ones that crossed with all of the nisim, they crossed into, over the Yarden. So there's roi to the nisim that were done ke'evre hayam uchedorchei hayarden, in which they walked straight across the water and had all of these done nisim done for them. Now, I'm giving him a chance to change his mind, says Ishayo. Im chozerbo, if he realizes he's making a big mistake, then he'll get out of here alive. And mutav, v'im lav, but if not, ani aselo galil bagoyim. I'm going to make him a piece of crap, means Rashi says it's like Lashon Galal in the Goyim, and he will become a absolute washout. So explain this whole idea in light of the introduction to this story. It says, Achareya dvarim v'hemet ha'ela. So what happened was, we know that Chizkiyo, he wanted to show everybody that his father was a Rosha, and he was Mevazahim, and he was Mechayev everybody to sit and to learn Torah. And then it says, and after these things and these truths, Bo Sancherev Melech Ashur, Vayavo B'Yuda, Vayichan El Arima B'Tzurot. What the world is that? Makes no sense. After these wonderful things that Chizkiyo did, and after the truth that he attempted to reestablish in Klal Yisrael, Sancheriv comes, Vayomer Levi Kamelav, and he wants to actually take these cities for himself. Hai Rishna Lahai Padashna. Does that make sense? This is the reward for such an incredible person. So what must it mean? Acharei Adivarim Vayemet means Acharei Mai, Omer Avina. Le'achar shekafatz HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'nishba v'amar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu first had to swear that he is not going to give up on the Sancheirev thing. He wants Sancheirev to come into Yehuda, and he wants to make this incredible miracle with the destruction of his entire army at one moment, and he wants Chizkiyahu to be faced with this. And here Chizkiyahu's putting pressure, so to speak, on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, having everybody daven, and Yeshayahu is davening, don't let him come into Yehuda. So first HaKadosh Baruch Hu swore, Kevayachol, to say, I am not going to change my mind about this. If I tell Chizkiyahu, look, don't worry about it, don't worry about it. I'm going to bring Sancheirev here in order to give him over into your hand. And it'll be a tremendous Kiddush Hashem. And the whole world will know about it. You know what he'll say to me? Hashta Amar, Lohubin of Lobi Tutubin. Now listen, I'm Moichel. I'd rather not have not have Sancheirev putting a footstep into Eretz Yehuda. And Moichel, don't give him over into my hands. Just get him out of here. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided, Kafatz HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'nishba, I want him to be here. I'm bringing him here. And now there's nothing he can argue with me about once I'm nishba. Because it says, Shenemar nishba Hashem tzvakot lemor, im lo kasher dimiti kein hayata. It's exactly as I planned. That's the way it's going to happen. V'kasher ya'atzti hitakum. But for what purpose? Lishbor Ashur Baratzi, the Alarai Avusenu. I'm going to crush Ashur in my land, and I'm going to actually simush him over my mountains. The Sarmai Alayim, once and for all, we are going to crush these people, his Ol and the Sevel, Mial Shechmo Yasur. I don't want Klal Yisrael to even think about Ashur again. And if I just keep them away, so they're not going to be feeling secure. I want Yisrael to feel secure. Not another one of these 20 years security and then Hamas is back again. I want them crushed, broken, and every last one of them dead. And if Chizkiyahu wants to seek the conception, just get them out of here, we'll keep them away for another 20, 40 years. I'm not into that, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he swore that it's not going to happen. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yavos Sancheirev. You know what this Lashon is? A vos. I will crush them. I will smush them. What it means is I will turn him into a free feeding trough. Because an avos has a double lush. It's not only a tvusa. It's not only that they will be a complete wipeout. But it also means I'm going to turn him into a feeding trough for Chizkiyahu. Because all of that, everything that was left behind by Sancheirev is going to be going for Chizkiyahu and those who are learning with him. And so, it also says in Yeshayahu, that day we're going to take off his power from around your neck, ulomi al tzavarecha, v'chubal ol mipnei shaman, and the yoke itself, the ol, is going to actually break because of the shaman. Now, what that sounds like is, I mean, in terms of the metaphor, is that imagine you've got this cow, and it's got a yoke around it, right? Or the shor. And it gets so big, and it gets so much girth around its neck that the yoke breaks from the gradual expansion of its neck. That's what it seems to be talking about. But we darshan it over here to say that it means like this. Omer b'Yitzchak Navcha, Chubal ol shel Sancheirev. We want to break the yoke of Sancheirev because of the night oil that was burning in the Bate Knesiot and the Bate Midrashas and on the desks of the people that were with Chizkiyahu, that were sitting and learning Torah. We want to break is all because of the night oil. That's what it's referring to. So that's Ayadolek Babate Knesio to Babate Medrashos. You know what Chizkiyahu did in order to get people to sit and learn Torah? He went to every Beis HaMedrash, took a sword, put it down in front of the Beis HaMedrash, Na'atz Erev al Petach Beit HaMedrash, and he said, anybody who wants to go home early, foom. This sword is ready. So the impact of that revolution in education, they couldn't find a single Amoritz in the entire country from one end of Eretz Yisrael to the other, even in the area that had once been the complete the Aseres HaShvat, even there. And then in Yehuda, from Givat until Antipras, they actually didn't find a single child. Lo matzu tinok. Tinoket, ish v'isha. You could ask any six-year-old. Shloho yubakim b'ilchus tumi v'tayra. They were so makbid. They were all chaverim. They knew all of the most complex dinim of Seder Tayrais. Anything that was negeya, halacha, lamaisa. They were complete bakim. Valoto adoru omer. They were so dovuk to Torah that they actually weren't interested anymore in investments and in business. And all they wanted to do is to live simply. So everybody had eglad bakar, ushtet son. So they would settle down in a little log cabin. A little house on the prairie days, you know. So these were the little house on the prairie days. Make a little log cabin, get yourself a couple of sheep, and you can live with a cow, a couple of sheep. You'll have all the clothes you need, all the milk you need. And everything will be wonderful. That's what I need. What I need more than that, complicated lives and a Mercedes. And that was Vaya Bayomahu. Yiye komakom asher yesham elef gefen belef kesvino. There used to be such a rush on expensive vineyards, and people were going for the big time. You want a big farm, and you want to be able to export wine all over the world. In those days, what do I need the big business for? I'm so happy with my own little log cabin and with my happy family. And then that place that used to be worth millions became a place of shamir v'shayit yiyeh. So afal pisha elef gefen elef kesev, this place was so valuable once upon a time, it will turn into shamir v'shayit, it will turn into the land of thorns because people are not interested in getting out there and spending their lives on agriculture. That's what it was that Chizkiyahu had done for Yehuda. And then when it talks about Sancheriv, so Yeshayahu uses the Lashon of V'usaf Shelalchem Osef HaChasil, the things that are going to be taken from you, the booty from the destruction of your army, they'll be taken like locusts come and they gather things up in a field. That's what will happen to you. Kimishak gabim shokikbo. And it'll be like the rush of waters that are pouring into the pools where the puddles are gabim. Omarlem novili Yisrael. Isvush lalchem. After the night that the entire Machane of Asher is destroyed, so the Navi says, go for it, boys, and get it. Amrulo, so they said, leave zoz or lechalok. Should everybody just go, take what he can? Or should we take everything in and divide it properly? Amarlem, kosef echasil. It's like the locusts. The locusts, they don't go and bring things together and then divide it evenly. Each locust takes what he can. So ma osef echasil, kol echad v'echad la'atzma. Each man for himself. Amrulo, but how are we allowed to do that? V'halo, momona seret ha-shvatim u'ravo. There's Jewish money here. Everything that they had over there in that encampment of Asher, think about how much they stole from the Aseret HaShvatim. So we're going to go and we're going to take stuff that belongs to Jews and just keep it? I mean, it should be Bezdin, should be in charge and decide what to do, and how can we just go? Amar lehem, so Yeshayo continues on to say, Kemashak gevim shokikbo. This is going to be like water rushing into the puddles, just like gevim alalu. Ma'alim et ha'adam mitumah l'tahara. So this is the lashon that we have. Somebody needs to go to the mikveh. So then we had this whole lashon of gevim. That was the first stage we talked about. That are ma'alim ha'adam, who is tamei, to come from tumah to tahara. Af b'monam shal Yisrael, kimen shenafo b'yadav v'kechovim, miyatir. The Isser of Geneva, that's on moment of Yisrael, once they're miyayish on it, because of the armies of Goyim that have taken it, it becomes mutter, and there's no longer any Isser of Geneva. So since over here it was captured in war, there's no Isser of Geneva on it, k'rif papa, the omer of papa, amon umoav tiro besichon. You see that once something is taken in war, it becomes mutter for Yisrael. Okay, there's obviously reasons why it's not exactly the same as the Tyra of Amon Moav. I mean, here we're talking about the Tyra of Amon Yisrael. Omer Avuna, you should know that Eser Masaot Nasaoto Rashaboto Ayom. On that very day, there were 10 different, you know what? Maybe we should save this because we're going to be talking about Od Hayom Benov and so on, and it would be good to see how the Od Hayom Benov ties into these ten different masos. So maybe we shall wait for Mitzvah Shabbos Kodesh for this, and we will have a conference now with our very special people awaiting us in Joburg, all of whom have attempted to run away except for Akiva. G'nai gadol ayu lo tam shebedrom Africa boto ayon. Lo nishar bahem ela Akiva bilvad. Tell us, Akiva. Oh, yes, you can. Oh, is Gavi still with you? He hasn't come home yet?
We're waiting for him to join us in Johannesburg. If he joins us at Joburg, the Joburg time is even earlier now. It's like closer to 7. So if we do 7:30, I think even...
Is Gavi still in Cape Town? So the Gavi's coming to Akiva? Ah, beautiful. Okay, that sounds excellent. It makes me very happy. So, okay, so then we can talk about what time to meet from our point of view, our man of the hour. What time is our Shabbos out? So we're almost the same now. 6:27, 7. Yeah, okay, that messes us up bad, but okay. But meanwhile, things are coming together. Okay, so what time would be good for you over there, Gavi and Akiva?
7:30.
Okay, is 7:30 a good time for us here, Sir Richard? Does it give you enough time? Just. Is everybody else happy with 7:30? Okie dokie. So Bezrat Hashem, 7:30. We'll see you then. Now, Menachem, I wanted to ask about that marvelous cake that he sent over here. Was that a cake that was bought near your home? Or was that a homemade cake? That was a heck of an apple pie, let me tell you. Yes, sir.
Have a trip today to these cities, which are just north of Yerushalayim, to go together.
Ah. Oh my gosh. Some people have all the luck. What can I tell you? All the luck.
This story is the most documented in the epigraphy, ancient writing, and with physical events than any other Tanakh story. And just, I'll share what image here from the Rebbe was there at the British Museum.
Yeah.
That it actually says, I sent Haravim accepting the surrender of Lachish. So that we have no question about it. And in your Neo, Lachish and Azekah are called, in the last two Irene bits who wrote, Big Yehuda. And so the fall of Lachish is part of that, but that's in the time of Babel, but it was true also in Ashur. And the pasuk in Nahum says Metzur Mitzura, and one of the Mefarshim, I think it's Mitzur David Dalom, it says, don't worry now about Ashur. You can go and rebuild your fortified cities because they ain't coming back again. You have nothing to worry about. So these dapim are quoted every day, hundreds of times, etc., to understand the Torah's perspective on these events, but the physical events. Now, in my front yard, which was always Chizkiyahu's wall, is now an opinion that it's Uzziah's wall. But even with the loss of that wall, it's still overwhelming. You can see the weapons, you can hear the writings, you hear some Chayrev talking about Chizkiyahu, right? And the amount of talents which he says. There's a missed piece in the dark at the entrance of the door in the British Museum, 2 room 10, where Sancheirev says how many talents of gold and silver he got through the CEO, which is the parallel to the Pusik. So it's the difference in the talents of silver, but it's still him talking about the same event. It's an astounding thing. And there are people who change their life's paths because of the story. Israel Finkelstein says, I heard this class, that's it. I want to understand this, and, you know, But for me also, when we were here and as students in the old Sydney, said, it's that? That's what that is? Probably millions of people, I think, have stood at this wall and learned this story.
Wonderful, wonderful.
I think it's millions of people.
Okay, excellent. Thank you.